my little goodies. So I am back today with the new story, and the name of the story is The Tidal Navigator. You may have had dreams in the stars, but what about the sea? Have you ever dreamed that you could map out the waters and find your way through the waves? That's a challenge Oliver would have to face, finding his way back home. Little Oliver was a pirate who had a dream of mapping the entire sea. He wanted to be the ship's lead navigator one day so that he could get his shipmates out of any danger they may face. But until then, he learned everything he could from the ship's current navigator, Eduardo. Oliver took as many notes as he could, ranging from the strength of the winds to the movement of the waves. Whenever the pirates stopped on an island, he would spend his allowance on books so he could study the island and everything it had to offer, whether it was fruit, animals, or even the weather. Oliver wanted to be as prepared as possible in case he ever ended up alone. When he wasn't studying, he would sit with Eduardo and draw maps of the places they had been so that if they ever returned, they knew exactly where to go. Oliver would try very hard in all of that he did so that he could reach his dream, and soon there would be a day that would test all he had learned. One day, enemy pirates attacked the ship. They blasted their cannons and came aboard to steal whatever they could. Oliver fought a few pirates himself while Eduardo tried to navigate the ship from the ship's lookout. But when the ship took too many cannons, it began to sink, and Oliver's crew had to escape. Many of Oliver's crew agreed to meet at Parrot Cove as it was the closest island to them. Oliver had collected a few things and tried to go with them, but someone had stopped him. He tried to escape a large, scary pirate, but he was too strong and took Oliver back to their ship.
Oh no!
Oliver had been captured by the enemy pirates. As the captor sailed in the opposite direction, Oliver began to panic. I have to get off this ship fast, he said. He pulled out a small wire from his pocket and carefully picked the lock of his cell. He heard a clicking sound and the cell opened slowly. He then crept out of the brig and onto the deck where some of the enemy pirates were celebrating their victory. Many watched the sea while others rested on the deck below. Oliver checked the wind with his fingers and noticed it was blowing a little harder than normal. To Oliver, that meant the waves would become uneasy very soon. He snuck around to the back of the ship where the rowboats were and waited for the wind to pick up even more. As it did, the waves began to rock the ship harder and harder. Because of this, they made a large crashing sound that Oliver used to his advantage. He snuck onto a rowboat, and when the waves rocked the ship again, he released the ropes and dropped the boat into the ocean. With the stolen rowboat, he sailed it through the sea. He was glad he got away safely, but the hard part had begun. He took a deep breath as he tried to remember the lessons Eduardo had taught him. He held up a finger to check for the wind, and then took out a compass out of his pocket. Parrot Cove would be northeast. Oliver was nervous, but began to row in the direction he thought was correct. So he rowed and rowed for hours until he was tired. He had swiped a canteen of water and snacks from his ship before it sank so that he couldn't starve. When he finished resting, he continued, rowing until he reached an island off in the distance. Oh, thank goodness, I made it, he cheered. He walked onto the island and quickly noticed that none of his crewmates were there. In fact, no one was there. The island was empty. There were only trees of fruit and sand all around him. Oh no, I can't believe I came to the wrong island, he cried. How could he direct a ship if he couldn't find the right island? Worse than that, what if he never found Eduardo and his crew? Oliver went to one of the shaded fruit trees and sat down, pulling his knees to his chest. He kept his head down as all of these thoughts made him very sad. Would he ever find his crew again? Would they even take him back if they knew he was lost? The more he thought about these things, the more sadness he began to feel. What if Eduardo was disappointed in him that he couldn't find his way? Did he not pay attention to what he was taught? He was sure he took his notes very well. Maybe he missed something. He even made sure to read so many books about the different places he had visited. But maybe that was pointless too. He made a heavy sigh and watched as the wave grew calmer over time. Maybe he should just stay on the island. He didn't want to. But he wasn't sure where to go. The wind picked up again and he began to fall asleep. He didn't realize how tired he was, and the island was somewhat relaxing. As he slept, the wind blew so hard that a fruit fell from a tree and landed next to him, making him jump. He yawned and picked up the fruit, and his eyes widened. He recognized this fruit as a mango, something that only grew just a few miles away from Parrot Cove. Maybe he could still find his way back. If that was the case, there was no time to lose. Oliver stood up and took the mango with him. He pulled out his compass and checked the wind again, realizing he had made a few too many turns. He rowed back through the sea and went left of the island. After rowing for an hour, he saw another island. This time it held a sign that read Parrot Cove in big wooden letter over the dock. Oliver did it. He had found the island. He pulled his boat ashore and waved to Eduardo, who ran and gave him a big hug. Oliver, I was so worried. How did you find your way here? Asked Eduardo. Let's just say you taught me well. Oliver smiled, giving him the mango he had taken from the island before. The two laughed together and the crew celebrated Oliver's return. Some of the crew had even agreed to let him lead their new ship on a few adventures, as they were impressed with his skills. He had found his way back to them and truly believed he would make a great navigator one day. So what do you learn from this? There may be times when you are challenged to use what you have learned. You may make mistakes along the way, even when you are confident. But don't give up. Remember to grow your knowledge of the things around you, and don't forget what you have learned. Okay? So remember what you have learned from this story. All right, have a good night, sweet dream, and I will be back with another fantastic story next time.
Bye. Bye.